and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Remember the Panama Papers, or perhaps the Pentagon Papers? Both brought to light stories about government officials that were damaging to those authorities, but the journalists involved felt compelled to get them out there for the greater good. In Mexico, a group of reporters received Spanish-speaking media's highest journalistic honor for an investigation that uncovered some uncomfortable truths about some of the most respected institutions in the country, universities. Long considered pillars of integrity in a country rife with corruption, investigative reporters revealed that some of those most respected universities were part of an organized system laundering about $400 million U.S. worth of taxpayer dollars into phantom businesses. And now nearly half that money can't be accounted for. Reporter Miriam Castillo helped uncover this story. She's an investigative reporter with a group called Mexicans Against Corruption and Impunity. Texas Standard's Joy Diaz is going to help us now with the translation. Miriam, congratulations on the award.
Muchas gracias.
How did you find out that money was being filtered through the universities?
Bueno, en realidad era un sistema.
Well, we suspected there were systemic problems because there's been rumblings coming from the nation's auditor's office since 2002. That office doesn't check the entire budget yearly, but they do spot checks. And back in 2010, they finally reported a recurrent and systemic problem. So what we did through open records requests was to gather the auditor's complaints and pair them against the state's budgets.
I understand that this was a system. This wasn't just isolated individuals or isolated corrupt officials, that a system was funneling this money through the universities. Why is that so important to many Mexicans? Does it have something to do with a sense of trust in the universities?
Sí, digamos.
Yes. Let's say the system is made of cogs, each with a specific function, right? So the systemic aspect of it made it easy for all of the involved to funnel the money. But also the systemic part of it makes it work because there is no impunity. Nothing is obstructing the system. And when there is an investigation, many of the investigators are players in the system, which means that when state colleges and universities are audited, their impunity is guaranteed. There's never any punishment.
I see. What's been the reaction in Mexico? How did people react to your stories?
En general fue una historia de indignación.
There's been a lot of indignation from the general public, but the problem is that in Mexico we hear so many corruption cases that, I mean, for instance, at the same time we were notified of our award, news broke that the investigation was closed. There was indignity, there were protests, but since there is no change, no consequence, nothing happened.
So how has the government itself reacted? I mean, you mentioned that there are no changes. Well, is that the end of the story, or has the government said anything about possible prosecutions or perhaps further investigations?
Nothing.
No, nothing. The way the government deals with these stories is that they ignore them. They never address them. They don't even give the illusion that they're working on a solution.
But this must hurt the reputations of some of these universities, right?
Sí, lesiona la credibilidad de las instituciones.
Yes, the credibility of these institutions was bruised, and the general public felt hurt. But there was no further action. I mean, take, for instance, the University of the State of Morelos. The dean who oversaw some of these acts of corruption is now running for governor of the state. I mean, he may have been bruised, but he wasn't knocked down.
Let me ask you a personal question about your own philosophy here. You're an investigative reporter with Mexicans Against Corruption and Impunity. And after realizing that this sort of corruption can take place with impunity, what is the purpose of calling these issues to the public's attention if there isn't any judgment ultimately rendered? I mean, what role are you serving if ultimately nothing happens?
A lo mejor no pasa nada ahorita, no pasa nada ahora.
Maybe there's nothing happening now, but my editor has a philosophy that I adhere to, and what he says is that our responsibility as reporters is not to force social change, Our job is to bring facts to light. And perhaps the sum will eventually bring change. But we fail if we stay quiet in the face of impunity simply because impunity goes unpunished. So our job is to speak out and bring things to light. The authorities' job is to bring justice. That's not my job. I've done my job by shedding light on this story.
A lot of folks in Texas and in other parts of the United States hear stories like these, and they say, how can people in Mexico continue to allow this to persist? It probably doesn't translate very well, but
I think I get it.
How would you answer someone who says, how is this possible in a democracy the size of Mexico, with the history that it has, with the promise and potential that it has? How is it possible that this corruption can continue, can persist?
The way I explain it is by going back to the whole idea of a system. When you're in a system, it doesn't matter who's in power. Things chug along because there are too many factors at play. But one constant of this system is impunity. And there are a lot of efforts, like my news outlet included, to bring forth change. Yes, it's taking some time, but lots of us are invested in changing things. Perhaps you don't see it yet, but I believe we are awakening the consciousness of people, and we may see the system changing with the upcoming presidential elections in Mexico.
Miriam Castillo is an investigative reporter with Mexicans Against Corruption and Impunity for her work in uncovering corruption between universities and the state. She and her group have been awarded the highest journalistic honor in Spanish-speaking media. Thank you so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much to you. Thanks for the space.